Welcome to Zen's Technology Blogspot, another miscellany of selected news, views and tips for independent professionals, small business owners and home users, collected from across the web. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. Twitter scales Eurovision peaks. From Russia and Australia's early lead to Ukraine's close call victory, a raft of moments from this year's Eurovision Song Contest inspired more than 7 million tweets on the night. Fans, brands and celebrities were out in full force on Twitter. Figures were boosted by viewers watching live in Australia and the addition of a new audience in America, where the Eurovision contest was shown by broadcasters for the first time. Presented from Sweden, the TV event set a new tweets per minute record for the competition of 72,915 per minute globally, when Ukraine was confirmed as 2016 champion. By comparison, Leonardo DiCaprio's Best Actor win at the Oscars earlier this year broke a world record when it generated 440,000 tweets a minute. Guest star Justin Timberlake's appearance on the Eurovision stage earned 32,000 tweets per minute, and Australia's hashtag, #Oz, was the most used of the night, followed by Poland, #Pol, and Russia, #Russ. Great Britain's #GBR was the fifth most popular. The European Broadcasting Union, which runs the annual Songfest, has 73 member organisations in 56 countries, operating 781 TV services and 1,049 radio services in 123 languages to a potential audience of over 1 billion people. Read more at short.zen.co.uk/179e. Run your PC on less power. How much electricity do computers use? A typical desktop PC consumes between 65 and 300 watts, somewhere between a fairly dim old-style light bulb and a standard two-slice toaster. Microsoft's free dual meter utility will give you a fair estimate of a Windows system's power consumption, calculating the power used by any Windows desktop or laptop. There's an easier to use online checker, Power Supply Calculator, which is pretty accurate if you know enough about your computer's innards to enter the required details correctly. For technophobes and everyone else, Leicestershire-based Bright Ideas Group have a much simpler calculator at their ecobutton.com site, which retails a £10 USB plug-in button that sits alongside desktop computers, offering one-touch entry into maximum power-saving mode. After you've learned how much you're paying to keep your computer running when it's doing nothing more important than waiting to be used, you might want to check other ways to cut some of that expenditure. Apart from turning off a machine whenever it's not in use, using your computer's power-saving modes could save the most energy, cutting consumption by as much as two-thirds. Along with dozens of energy-saving ideas for homes and business at the government's low-carbon campaigning Energy Star site, there are step-by-step instructions to implement power-saving modes on all Windows PCs from Vista to 10 and for Mac OS machines. For more information, see short.zen.co.uk/179f. Play classic games. When the Apple II 8-bit computer made its first appearance in 1977, it was praised for its colour graphics and games. You can now play hundreds of these games online, thanks to the efforts of archivist Jason Scott, who has made them available on the Internet Archive. The archive hosts the classic computer games as part of its Apple II library, and all the titles featured are playable free in modern web browsers. The collection is a hobbyist-driven initiative that has preserved more than 500 Apple II games in their original, unaltered formats, eliminating hacker-distributed trainers and intros as part of the Internet Archive's preservation efforts. Apple II classics that are now playable in-browser at the Internet Archive include Pac-Man, Frogger, Paperboy, Spy Hunter, Maniac Mansion, Pitfall 2, The Observatory, Burger Time, Ball Blazer, and Championship Load Runner. In addition to its vast Apple II collection, the Internet Archive also offers thousands of freely playable MS-DOS and Windows 3.x games via in-browser emulation. Check out the collection at short.zen.co.uk/17A0. Robot Rebuild. The Science Museum is rebuilding a famous British robot that travelled the world in 1928 for inclusion in its new robots exhibition. Back in the 1920s, a robot that could speak and move about was pretty impressive, and the aluminium-clad automaton named Eric was a sensation with crowds across Europe and the US. But after returning home from his world tour, Eric the robot disappeared. Now the museum is looking to rebuild him from original plans for new generations to enjoy. To provide the funds to fully reconstruct Eric, the museum has launched a crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter, which it hopes will see the shiny automaton put on display at its London site from October 2016. Along with a raft of other robots, Eric will appear in the museum's robots exhibition in 2017, before he sets off on another world tour to match the original model's travels of decades ago. Various pledges can be made to rebuild Eric, from £5 for a digital photograph of the robot on the day he is completed, to £20 for an Eric illustrated tote bag. Read more at short.zen.co.uk/17A1. Best Office Alternative. The top finalist in this year's Appy Awards business category, announced this month, is WPS Office, supporting both Android and iOS. Users are able to view, edit, create and share all Office documents while working remotely. It is fully compatible with Microsoft Office and integrated with numerous cloud storage platforms. Its features range from fully supported by Spotlight Search to rich formatting, fonts, colours, image editing, etc. And yet, this app takes up less than 25 megabytes of space. Both the Android and iOS version are integrated with Dropbox. Although there are other freebie alternatives to Microsoft Office, most notably OpenOffice.org and LibreOffice, according to PC World, OpenOffice faces an uncertain future, and LibreOffice is bogged down by a clumsy, outdated interface and iffy file compatibility. Instead, the magazine recommends WPS Office, calling it the best Microsoft Office alternative you've never heard of. The WPS suite consists of three modules, the aptly named Writer, Spreadsheets and Presentation. They're fully file compatible with Word, Excel and PowerPoint, and the personal edition of the software is free of charge. Learn more at short.zen.co.uk/17A2. UK phone boxes to become mini work pods. Mobile phones have made many of Britain's iconic red phone boxes redundant, but the mobile revolution could also be about to provide them with new purpose. The New York-based co-working outfit Barworks is fitting out the phone boxes as mini work pods for people on the go. Barworks opened its first shared office space in October last year and now has two up and running in New York, with plans to open more in Chicago, Boston, San Francisco and London. The firm's new Podworks venture is aimed at people who are travelling and need a convenient place to work before a meeting or an interview. The red phone box pods will feature Wi-Fi, Ethernet connections, plug sockets, printers, scanners and possibly even free tea and coffee. Access to the pods is provided via a link sent to a mobile app, and users will be able to access the pods at any time of day or night. Podworks is due to launch in about 8 weeks' time, with London, Leeds and Edinburgh being the first planned locations. Barworks says it intends to grow a network of the work pods across the UK. Read more at short.zen.co.uk/1783. Selling more stuff with Amazon's IoT button. Amazon's customizable dash button for the Internet of Things, IoT, was designed to make it easier to resupply specific household items at the press of an internet-connected button. Now the online retailer has expanded the idea with a version that can be programmed to perform various other Internet of Things functions. The Amazon Web Service IoT button is designed primarily for developers to program their own functions in beyond just ordering a product online. Amazon suggests it could work to call a taxi, order a pizza, turn smart appliances on or off, post to Twitter and Facebook, or send a message. The device can be programmed to respond to different inputs, such as a double click or a longer press, and perform different functions accordingly. Amazon is marketing the device to developers looking to experiment with Amazon Web Services, AWS. You'll need Node.js, Python, or Java coding ability to connect the button to third-party devices. For more details, see short.zen.co.uk/1784. Electricity from footfall. UK technology company PaveGen has been harvesting pedestrian power with floor tiles that convert the kinetic energy of footsteps into electricity since 2009. Now the firm has launched a new version of the tiles that are not only more efficient, but also able to capture footfall data. PaveGen's flexible tiles generate electricity when stepped on. They are largely for use in high-footfall public locations, but they've also been used at events like the Paris Marathon and to light football pitches in Brazil and Nigeria. The new design is said to produce more than 200 times more power than the 2009 version, with each tile producing 5 watts per footstep. The tiles are suitable for indoor or outdoor use, and the energy produced can be put to any use. PaveGen cites lighting and advertising boards as two examples that are well suited. It says the tiles are ideal for powering off-grid lighting, such as nighttime illumination, on demand along seldom used or isolated pathways. PaveGen tiles are also installed in modular form at events, exhibitions, and for temporary marketing campaigns. Learn more at pavegen.com/philosophy. Search Engine of the Month. Triss is a new social search engine with the slogan, Never Search Alone, that it hopes will help to change the way we use the internet and how we communicate. For every keyword or term you search for, Triss is designed to show if other users are searching for the same thing so that you may be able to connect with them in real time. Or you might want to create a chat room to discuss a topic, share pictures and videos, ask questions, or exchange information. Triss allows anonymous chat and makes it possible to create chat rooms on the fly based on search terms or even near-me locations so that users can chat without signing up. It's also possible to create alerts so that you can be notified when someone else searches for something specific that interests you, which might be a hobby, your brand or company name, or the kind of goods or services that you provide. Start your next search at triss.com. Well, that's about all for this month. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.